Hello, this is Aaron Jones, magician with another magic audiobook coming to you from Shikoku in Japan, and it's a couple of weeks into the new year, 2010, and I hope you are all having a good new year so far. And I wanted to talk today on this magic audiobook about being flexible in your show. Now, this is mostly, any magician should be flexible depending on the venue, but it's really important if you're working on a one-man show and you have a one-man platform show or close-up. Bigger stage illusions, of course, you need more control over your setting and stuff, lighting and staging and a setup for illusions, etc. But you still have to be somewhat adaptable depending on the venue. And for me, I do lots of close-up and one-person's platform stage show. And a lot of times when I do book shows, I like to see the place before if it's somewhere locally, but sometimes when you are going farther away, you never get a chance to really see the place. Now, I always try to, again, I talked about this before when I perform at a venue, is to get the person who booked me to send me some kind of layout of the performance venue so I know, but sometimes that's not possible, and sometimes this booking short time, and you just never know what is going to be at the venue when you're there. And so you have to be able to adapt the tricks and adapt your show to fit some unusual venues. Now, being in Japan, I've worked in some very small places, smaller than I did in Canada, because depending where you are, the venue sometimes can be very small and very narrow and lots of people. And so you have to be able to pick effects and adjust easily to the situation. And when you set your show, you got to pick effects that are easy to set up in certain situations that can be seen far away, close up. The best place, of course, to perform platform magic, in my case, of course, is in the theater with nice tiered seating, but that's not always possible in the venues that you're performing. And particularly, I learned here when I performed at Enkais, which are Japanese banquets, or in some magic bars, very, very small or narrow, and the place to set up is inconvenient. And so I have chosen the effects over the years I've been in Japan that I can set up if I have to, because I like to set up the show before or away from the audience and then bring everything out. But there have been times where that wasn't possible, and there were times where I couldn't go before the guests came and set up the show because of timing conflicts and stuff. So I had to kind of go in, and hopefully I have had them set up a screen so I could get behind the screen, some kind of covering and set up. But sometimes these things aren't possible. And so I have my suitcase table that I had built by, I believe it was David Charvet. I'll get some information and do a blog on the table. I don't know if he still sells the same table, but it's a wonderful table, and I've had it now. It's got to be more than 10 years. And I can basically, it turns into a table on wheels, and it's a case for my stuff, and I have another briefcase that I carry stuff in. And usually I can set up the show, if I know that's a venue where I don't really know, I set up everything beforehand so I can just open that up, and I have a very minimum amount of setup time. I still like to get early if possible. The best thing for me is when I do perform in different events is if I can get there before and set up before. Anyways, I'm talking about being flexible, so you do have to plan this out and think about it. Close-up is a little bit more convenient, depending on what kind of magic you're doing. If you are told you're doing close-up magic with tables and you show up and there are no tables, then you can adjust your magic a little bit easier. But sometimes with stage illusions, it's a little bit different, but usually you have your technical writer you send and everything set up. But sometimes one-man shows, if you're doing private parties and events, can be a little bit strained. So be prepared mentally and pick your effects wise that are easy to set up and can be performed even surrounded in certain situations, because you just never know. It's like being a Boy Scout again. So be prepared and be flexible and adapt to your performing situations. Now that I rambled up and long, don't forget to follow me at AaronJones.com, on Twitter at AaronJonesMagic, or on Facebook also at AaronJonesMagic, or send me an email at AaronJones.com. Until the next magic audiobook, it won't be as vague and as tangent as this, off on tangents as this one, because I only have a 5-minute window to talk. Anyways, until next time, I hope you enjoyed it. If you have comments, suggestions, let me know. So, bye-bye.